Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Here's something that didn't happen. This woman posted, I cannot shop at Costco anymore. Yesterday, I was at Costco buying a large bag of Purina dog chow for my loyal pet, who weighs 191 pounds. I was in a checkout line when a woman behind me asked if I had a dog. What did she think? I had an elephant? So because I'm retired and have little to do, on impulse, I told her that no, I didn't have a dog. I was starting the Purina diet again. I added that I probably shouldn't because I ended up in the hospital last time, but that I lost 50 pounds before I awakened in an intensive care ward with tubes coming out of me, out of most of my orifices, and IVs in both arms. I told her it was essentially a perfect diet, and that's the way it works, sorry, to load your jacket pockets up with Purina nuggets and just simply eat one or two every time you feel hungry. The food is nutritionally complete, so it works well, and I was going to try it again. I have to mention here that practically everyone in line was now enthralled with my story. Horrified, she asked if I ended up in intensive care because the dog food poisoned me. I told her no. I stopped to pee on a fire hydrant and a car hit me. I thought the guy behind her was going to have a heart attack. He was laughing so hard. Costco won't let me shop there anymore. Better watch what you ask retired people. They have all the time in the world to think of crazy things to say. Forward this especially to all your retired friends. It'll be their laugh for the day. Nobody laughed at that because nobody thought it was real. Okay, just because you're retired, that means you have more time during the day to think of something like this. This wasn't planned. You just reacted to it. You really think that some woman in Costco, you got a fucking huge bag of dog food that you're buying, is going to go, oh, you have a dog? Nobody would say that. And somebody might go, oh, you must have a big dog. Somebody might say something like that. So she didn't go, do you have a dog? And then you didn't go into this whole thing because you're retired and you have time. Because nobody else could come up with some crazy scenario. Nobody could just make up a story. It's, you know, you got to be retired. You know, it's like, you know, you're in the CVS and the girl behind the counter is like, would you like a bag for that? You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you got like a little pack of gum. Am I going to go, shit. If I was retired, I have more time to come back with something funny or some strange story to make it really awkward and weird. But I'm not retired right now, so I really don't have time to come up with a story. Okay, you didn't get kicked out of Costco. Why would fucking Costco tell you can't shop there anymore? Did they really say that even if this did happen? Okay, the woman was obviously believing you because she's like, did you wind up in the ICU? So she was believing your story. And at the end when you said, yeah, no, I stopped and I peed in a fire hydrant and I got hit by a car. Okay, even she goes, now you're joking with me. And she went to a manager and complained like, hey, listen, I just asked this woman in front of me, you know, if she had a dog because she had a bag of dog food. And then she made up this story and was basically mocking me, like pretending I was stupid. And then I was believing her. And then at the end, everyone started laughing online. Could you ban her from the store forever? You really think the manager is going to come over and go, hey, listen, you can't shop here anymore. We're going to put you on the fucking no shop list because you made up some goofy story and told some stranger in line, which is okay, which is all bullshit. That would never happen. And okay, this just happened a few weeks ago. So you're telling me that everybody online can hear what you were saying because they were all fucking right on top of each other. They weren't, maybe not 6 feet apart, but at least 3 or 4 feet apart. Every time I'm in the supermarket, there's nobody fucking breathing down my neck that's online in the fucking at the register. Everybody's a little far apart. They go, I can't be that close anyways. It was obnoxious before the coronavirus, so I still, let me give the person in front of me some space. So you're telling me that all these people that were at least, let's say, 3 feet apart from this woman and behind heard this whole conversation, and the one guy was laughing so hard he had almost had a heart attack, because that's what happens. You hear of a lot of heart attacks. You go, how the fuck did he have one? Yeah, he was in the middle of laughing, and he had a heart attack, and he died. At least he went and died laughing. You never hear that story. It's never when someone's laughing so hard he almost had a heart attack. So what happened? Did the EMS have to show up and check him out? And go, nah, you were just laughing too hard at that funny story of that retired woman, because she's retired. So that's how she came up with that story. You know, retired people have been around. They've seen a lot of bullshit. They know which is kind of real and which isn't. Most likely, they've lived a little. No one's buying this story. Nobody's believing it, and no one's going to pass it along. Oh, my God, I got to pass this along to my retired aunt that lives in fucking Arkansas, because she's going to get a kick out of this. I got to tell my retired aunt, oh, my God, listen to what this woman did, and now she can never go back to Costco. Isn't that crazy? Oof. Thank you, Alan, for sending that in. Hey, go to my YouTube page, youtube.com /Jim Florentine, whatever. Just look at my fucking name and there. Don't smash the like button. Don't ever say that. Fucking hit the button. I don't even know what the fuck it does if you hit the button. I guess it notifies you when I put a new video up. Who gives a fuck? Eventually, you'll find it, just like the podcast. But anyway, a bunch of old podcasts up there. I'm going to put my new comedy special up there eventually, probably in the next few weeks. So I'll be up on my YouTube channel. So youtube.com, Jim Florentine, whatever the fuck it is. Tour dates, I'll be at where? September 25th, the Patchogue Theater in Long Island, New York. Crease with Kids, Robert Kelly, Ron Bennington, Rich Voss. Funny Stop Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls, October 7th through the 9th. October 1st and 2nd, I'll be at the Kenosha Comedy Club in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So wish me luck. I'll be there. So I'm coming to Milwaukee. I haven't been to fucking Milwaukee in forever. I did that big casino out there, the Potawatomi, whatever the fuck it is. But anyway, so Milwaukee, and I'll go visit fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's grave. And then October 22nd, Emos Theater, is that how you pronounce it? Emos, or whatever the fuck it is, in Emos, Pennsylvania, near Allentown. October 22nd, Skankfest South in Houston, Texas, November 5th through the 7th. All dates are on my website, jimflorentine.com. Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email. If you see any shit out there, please send it my way. You know, any kind of jokes, people trying to be funny. You know, my kid was telling me some, like, you know, goofy joke about a serial killer, and it was a pun. He's 11. He's allowed to. But when you got a 48-year-old man posted this, a truck carrying a load of Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway. The officer told everyone to relax and take a deep breath. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours. He also put a smiley face at the end. He put a fucking police officer thing next to the officer. And then he put like a box truck, just to hammer point his story. Let me put some visuals in there too. So I don't know if you guys know the Vicks Vapor Rub, you know, congestion. There was no congestion for 8 hours. 48-year-old man did this. 48-year-old man. You want to tell that your kids get in the, you know, your kids get in the car with his friends. They're 10 years old and you want to tell a joke like that. You get it? Oh, yeah. Oh. That's what a fucking 10-year-old would do. You're trying to play to adults with this. You think anyone's going to go, man, that fucking guy, he is so funny. The things he posts, we got to hang out with him more. You know, let's make plans with this guy this weekend. Because he is so funny the way he posts this shit, how funny it is, you know, the Vicks Vapor Rub, there was no congestion. Man, is he funny. How fucking annoying would this guy be to be out with? This guy be trying to crack jokes constantly, fucking just, you know, interrupt every conversation, just try to be the center of attention at the fucking wherever you guys are, try to take control. You can't even have a normal conversation with him. As soon as you say anything, he'll try to make a joke about it. Like, dude, can I be serious here for a second? You know what I mean? Can you stop with the jokes? Oh, tough crowd. Oh, wow. Wow, okay. All right. Wow, that one didn't go over. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. All right. You think people want that pressure? Now I got to laugh at this guy's jokes. He's going to be there. He's going to crack these bad jokes, and I got to pretend that it's funny. I got to put a fake smile on my face the whole night, because if I don't react to it, then he gets offended. Then he's like, oh, man, okay, was that too much? Did I offend you on that one? Sorry. No, it just stunk like you. I guess Wendy's is trying to push their chicken nuggets, because a lot of people go to fucking, you know, Wendy's for chicken nuggets. Who the fuck goes to Wendy's anymore? I mean, that and Burger King are the two. Like, why are they even around? And Wendy's is just a place like, all right, I guess I gotta eat here. Wendy's was probably like popular maybe 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when you had fucking McDonald's and Burger King, you know, maybe an Arby's here or there. But like, okay, Wendy's is, you know, a step above McDonald's or Burger King because they got shit food there. So Wendy's would have like a grilled chicken sandwich, and I think they had a salad bar, and you can get a baked potato instead of the dumb fucking French fries. You know, but now they got this ad, like, you can get chicken McNuggets or nuggets anywhere. You got fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, even McDonald's, everybody still goes there for their fucking, you know, for the chicken nuggets. But Wendy's is trying to, like, go, no, you got to try these. So I guess they were giving out one day in April or whatever like that, they were giving out a free four-piece. There's a picture. It says free four-piece nugs. They're calling them nugs instead of nuggets. That's really going to get people in the door. There's going to be a line outside the door. Like, what the fuck's going on here? Someone doing a personal appearance here at the Wendy's? Is that Dave from Wendy's or whatever the fuck that old dude is? I don't even know if he's still alive. What is he doing, a signing here? No. You know, Wendy's just changed from nuggets to nugs, and we just said, man, that's pretty good marketing. Let's start going back to Wendy's. I haven't been here in 20 years, but let's start going back. And then underneath it says the free four-piece nugs. Oof. It says, need a nug? We all do. And, you know, because nug and hug, they rhyme. So instead of a hug, need a hug, we all do. Need a nug, we all do. No, we don't. We don't know. Not all of us need your fucking shitty chicken nugget. Who the fuck knows what's in it? You have no clue. It's probably not going to be good for you. And I'm sure McDonald's has fucking way better nuggets than you guys. They've been doing it for a long time. And any other place, you go to fucking like a Buffalo Wild Wings, like I said, or even a Burger King. Need a nug? We all do. And they don't even put Wendy's anymore. They put that fucking redhead girl with the freckles. You know, that's like their logo now. They're trying to hide. They're trying to, like, you know, escape their past, that they're just fucking mediocre shit. And a lot of other places have come around, like these burrito places and stuff like that, that people are going there instead. They're not going to your fucking dumb Wendy's anymore. You know, so they put, oh, let's put the little girl with the fucking red hair and the freckles. That'll be our logo. So people, oh, the people will know that's Wendy's. You're just trying to disguise that you have below mediocre fucking shit junk food. That's all you're doing. And you want to call your fucking nuggets nugs. Your business didn't go up. It probably dropped. That's real funny. Need a nug? We all do. No, I don't. Anyone that doesn't eat meat doesn't need one either. So we don't all do. Greg sent that in. He goes, Jim, saw this new Wendy's promo and I thought you enjoy it. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It fucking made my day. Thank you. One more thing that didn't happen and then we'll move on. It's awful 80s songs, this podcast. Don sent this one in. He goes, Jim, this woman is always changing her profile photo in a constant attempt to receive comments. So that's a big thing. Now people just keep, whenever you change your photo, like sometimes it'll come up, oh, you know, Steve Jacobs just updated their profile Facebook photo. Who gives a fuck? Am I going to go, holy shit, Steve just put a new profile picture up on his Facebook? Let me see what it is. Why would anyone give a fuck? I just changed my profile photo. What do you guys think? I don't know. Let me guess. You're looking for fucking attention. You want people to say you look good. You want people to say you like it. Because you don't want negative attention. You don't want people to go, that's stupid. Put the old one back up. You look really fat. What haven't you ate the last fucking 6 months since I've seen you? Last time I saw you, you only had two chins. Now you have four. Wow, you're really losing your hair. Nobody's going to write that shit. So, of course, if you keep changing your profile picture, people are going to comment, oh, my God, I updated my profile picture. Isn't this exciting? I'm going to get more friends now. So anyway, so this woman takes a picture, posts it. She's like looking away. Like she's looking to the left of her, like someone's coming from the left. And that, and with like a, you know, not smiling or anything, almost like looking like, what? Did I just hear a noise? So it's kind of serious, but her looking away. And of course, she does it for attention because a guy posts right underneath who's trying to fuck her because she's, you know, she's pretty hot. What you looking at? And that's all she needed. And she writes, I was hoping somebody would ask, LOL, where's the funniness in that? I was hoping somebody would ask, ha 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 ha. You don't have to put LOL after that. You really don't. That doesn't soften it up. You know, it's not like you wrote, you know, when the guy goes, what you looking at? Hey, guy that's trying to get in my pants, but I won't let him. That's when you write LOL. When you write, oh, I was just hoping somebody would ask, LOL. She goes, I had my iPad in my hand and I thought I heard someone yelling outside. I leaned the iPad on the sill and it friggin' snapped this picture. Could never do it again if I tried. And then another guy trying to bang her. That's what makes it perfect. It's real, not a pose. You look like you're ready to take someone out. LOL. A grown man wrote LOL. And she wrote, ha, 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 ha. It was a yell like a fight yell, so I was ready. LOL. Another one. Ended up just being the neighbor a few houses down, but nothing serious. LOL. Another LOL. So you're telling me you heard a scream from the neighbors a few houses down. Now, a few doesn't mean two. A few means at least three. So you're telling me from three houses down, you heard a scream? At least three houses. It might even have been five. That you heard some scream. You had your iPad, and as you went to the windowsill to look out, it snapped the perfect picture of you looking fucking intrigued, off camera, not straight into it. And then her girlfriend, of course, absolutely beautiful. And then she's like, thank you. And no one could tell I was in my bra. LMAO. Now she's laughing her ass off. It's now more laughing online. She is now full laughing her ass off. And then the guy that's trying to fuck her writes, now we know. And another LOL. What a amazing exchange. I mean, why isn't this made national news, this whole thing? It's sad. Okay, no, the iPad didn't take this perfect picture. You know, she's just looking, let me look away. And then let's see what everybody comments. And the guy that she's trying to avoid that keeps bugging her, hey, you want to go out for a drink? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, we're going to a concert. I got an extra ticket. Keeps putting her on the spot. Now you're egging this motherfucker on. Keep changing that profile picture. Got to keep doing it. A lot of people care. A lot of people are talking behind your back. You know, I don't. That woman, she hasn't changed her profile picture in the last couple months. Hopefully she's okay. Should we do a fucking wellness check on her? Let's send the cops to her house. Go, listen, miss, you know, we just got, somebody called in anonymous 911 and said you haven't changed your Facebook picture, your profile picture in like 2 months, and they're worried about you. Because you usually change it once a week looking for more attention so everyone can comment on it. I love this. Love this. Is everything okay? Yeah, it's okay. I just needed too much attention, and I don't really get it from my boyfriend, and I had a boyfriend for a while, but he seems disinterested, so I got to get it from complete strangers or maybe people I kind of know, people that I talk to all day on the phone and text back and forth, my good friends, now to comment on my Facebook pictures too. Because you can't get enough too much communication. If I can't get it through a text or a phone call from you, go to my Facebook page, leave a comment there. Jesus Christ. All right, awful 80s songs. Listen, if you want to do other songs, 90s, want you to do more current songs, I get that feedback. As long as you hear it in a store, there's a fucking ton of awful songs out there. I get it. They're all over the place. I understand. But if you hear it in a song, in a store, that's when I'll talk about it. So if you hear some fucking goofy shit, you hear a Drake song when you're fucking pumping gas, then we'll fucking, you know, let me know what song it is. But mostly it's usually 80s, sometimes 90s songs. That's the formula. And Robert sent this in. He goes, Jim, I think we're in the minority on this. And it said, some fucking company posted this on Instagram. It goes, 66% of customers say they're more likely to stay in an establishment longer if they like the music being played. And then it's some kind of sound system, of course, because they're trying to fucking put a sound system, a whole fucking thing in your house or your business. So it says, but really, music can have a significant impact on your bottom line. Discover how investing in a professional audio solution will shape your business. Click on our link to get started. Yeah, of course, it's an audio business that wants a store to, you know, install a fucking sound system in your business. And they say 66% of people are going to stay there in your business longer if they like the music played. Yeah, okay, sure. If the Rolling Stones were playing in a corner at the fucking Gap as you're shopping, then people would stay in the store a little longer. Go, holy shit, can you believe the fucking Stones are playing at the Gap? Then people go, oh, fucking, I'm going to hang out here for a while. Okay, because you're playing fucking Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. That's going to make me run out of the store like I'm on fucking fire, is what that's going to do. Nobody's going to go, I got to hear the end of this song. Is there a backup on the at the exit when you're leaving the supermarket? You know, when you can't get around people, you're like, what the fuck's going on? Did somebody drop a contact and nobody's moving? Nah, you hear the fucking Billy Idol Rebel yell? I'm going to wait for this fucking song to finish. You think anybody's looking in their cart? They pretty much got everything on the list they were getting, and then they go and then they hear Thomas Dolby, I'm Blinded by Science, and go, you know what? I'm gonna make another go around the fucking supermarket just in case. I didn't forget anything. I got everything, but I'm just gonna fucking keep going down aisles because this is a good song, and maybe I'll buy more stuff. Your husband calls and go, honey, everything all right? You've been in the supermarket for like 40 minutes. Yeah, I know. I was supposed to be in and out in about 15 minutes, but you got to hear this song selection, honey. It's one after another. They just played the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. I mean, I was ready to go check out. I go, you know what? Excuse me. I'm not ready to check out. Sorry, you could take my spot. These fucking songs are so good. I'm just going to go hang out in the corner and tap my foot. Nobody is fucking staying in a business longer, okay? Nobody. 66% of customers. Yeah, really, okay. I leave my kid in the car. Yeah, I'm just going to run into CVS. I got to get some fucking toilet paper. Okay, I come out 25 minutes later. Dad, you said you're going to be right out. You just said you were getting toilet paper. I know. They just played the Metallica Black album from beginning to end, and I couldn't leave. Yeah, but you could have just listened to it in a car on your phone. You could have hooked it up. On Apple Music. Yeah, I know, but it sounded a lot better in the fucking store at those speakers every, third aisle. Yeah, it sounded so much better than in my car where I could control the volume. Yeah, sorry I left you in the car for a fucking half hour. They were playing Metallica and I stayed in the store. I bought more shit. Look, I bought stuff, I had fucking hemorrhoid cream. I didn't even need it. I bought Tums. I bought a birthday card. I don't even know whose birthday's coming up, but I just fucking bought a card. I just kept buying stuff. The fucking songs are so good. All right, it's bullshit. It's this fucking audio company trying to sell you a fucking system. Yeah, we can wire up your whole fucking business. Can you guarantee me that 66% of people are going to stay in the business longer? So let's say I have my business the first month. I have no music playing. Okay, and then I tally up the fucking money I make every day, right? Every day, on an average, is what I make a week, and then you put that sound system in. Am I going to make more money, or are people just going to hang out? They're not going to really buy anything. Are you going to be yelling at the customers? Hey, listen, no loitering in the store. Sorry, but come on. You're playing Phil Collins fucking, in the air tonight. Sorry, and that you fucking, these songs that are playing are unbelievable. Then the Thompson Twins, then you got Culture Club after this. It's fucking one after another. Sorry if I'm hanging out in the corner here. I'm not in anyone's way. It's just a song selection. It's making me stay. I mean, I parked outside for fucking, I put a quarter in a meter. I only had 15 minutes. I'm probably going to get a ticket, but it's worth it. Listen to these fucking one after another. I don't want to leave. It's bullshit. Who made up that study? Who said 66%? Who did you ask? That's fucking bullshit. All right? It's just a fucking thrown out number of people. Oh, I guess it is. 66% of people will stay in a store longer. They're not. Nobody cares. People might notice if there's no music in the store and go, oh, wow, it's kind of quiet in here. You know what I mean? They might notice that. But as far as the music, it's not making anybody stay in there any longer than they have to. Especially songs that they know, that they've heard a million times. That everyone has every fucking song ever in their phone. So as soon as they go in their car, they could put it on and listen to it in their own car. So, it's bullshit. And everybody likes different music. Like what if there was five people in the store? One likes metal, one likes pop, one likes country, and one likes classical. And one likes easy listening. At all times, there's going to be four unhappy motherfuckers, no matter what's playing. Okay, if I went in the fucking store just played Pantera all the time, okay, everybody else probably is going to hate it. Anyone else in that fucking CVS is going to be miserable. Okay, nobody's been in a supermarket and go, you know, all the frozen food I got in my cart is probably going to melt. But I'm going to stick around another half hour, even though this fucking ice cream is already melting and it's dripping on the floor because it's been in my car for so long. I'm going to hang another half hour. The only place anyone's going to hang out longer if they like the music is a concert. All right? Not even a strip club would they stay longer. Like, all right, I'm good. Yeah, they're playing music that I like, but I'm out. I'm out of money. I'm done. I got to get home. Like, the only way this might happen is if you're in a bar and a band, a band or a jukebox is playing, and they're playing music you like. Like, all of a sudden, you wander in a bar just to get a beer, and there's a fucking acoustic guy in a corner, and he's playing songs. You're like, oh, this is pretty fucking cool. I'm going to hang and have another beer. Or there's a jukebox, and fucking every song that's played, or maybe you take it over, and you're playing it. That's when you'll hang. You'll hang when there's alcohol involved. That's it. Not when there's food. But that's good. Yeah, I'm sure everybody, the business is way up. Can you fucking sue that company? Say, listen, man, I want my money back. I'm going to, in 2 months, let's see if more people stay in the store. If more people are going to stay in the store, that means they're going to buy more stuff. So if my numbers aren't up, I want my fucking money back. Can you guarantee that? I don't think so. Just pull that out of your ass. You got 66% of people are going to stay in a store longer. Fuck you. Nobody. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Even at closing time. Closing 9 o'clock. Guys fucking, hey, listen, we got to lock up. The woman's by the exit. Sorry, you know, we need you to leave. Yeah, but can I listen to the rest of John Cougar Hurt So Good? I just want to hear the end of the song before you lock the door. I know it's 9 o'clock. Miss, you're going to have to leave. You guys are playing such good music. Fucking pathetic. Everybody just wants to get in the store, get their fucking shit, and leave. Nobody cares what's played above them. Nobody gives a fuck. What do we have next here? Today's podcast is brought to you by Cuts Clothing. Go to cutsclothing.com. Check out their clothes for men. They got a bunch of great stuff there. You'll get 15% off. If you go to cutsclothing.com/awful, 15% off and access to anniversary events all month long. It's 5 years now that Cuts Clothing has been in business. They're doing a celebration. They got a new product launch, and they got a week-long special event with all the stuff on sale. So check them out. If you have to wear a polo shirt, you know, you need one in the closet every once in a while. I don't wear them. I think I have one. They got these wrinkle-free polo shirts, which is beautiful. No guy wants to iron a shirt. No guy. I have that thing on my dryer where I could put it in the dryer and it gets the wrinkles out. That's even a pain in the ass. I don't even want to do that. If I can get a polo shirt that I can have hanging in the closet if I ever need it for a spare, I have to go somewhere where I got to look kind of presentable and it's wrinkle-free. That's beautiful. That just sold me right there. They got these cool little, these t-shirts, nice soft. I like the soft ones. I don't like the shitty kind of like concert t-shirts, those black ones with that fabric. I don't like that. I like the soft stuff. They got hooded sweatshirts. Whatever you need, you're a man, go to cutsclothing.com. Check out all the different merchandise. Buy it. See what happens. I think you're going to like it. You get 15% off site-wide by going to cutsclothing.com/awful. Anything on the site, 15% off. If you go to cutsclothing.com and then /awful. Thank you. Christina writes, hey, Jim, for the next Awful 80s Song podcast in Rite Aid recently, I heard Too Late for Goodbyes by John Lennon's son, Julian. Whoever thinks I've been playing that, Christina, Connecticut. Yeah, that's... I forgot even about that song. That was a big hit back in whatever. Like Julian Lennon and also like Jacob Dylan, didn't they have that one headlight song, The Wallflowers? They both wrote like one big song, both of those sons of those famous musicians, and that was it. I respect Julian Lennon because he just lays low and he lives a fucking quiet life. He's not a fucking mess. He's not in the news all the time. He's not looking for attention. You know what I mean? He's obviously a fucking multi-millionaire and shit, but he's just kind of laid low. I like that about him. But that song stinks. Christina, I'm sorry you had to listen to that song, but it could have been worse. They could have been playing a Yoko Ono song. You ever hear her shit? You ever hear that fucking music? You know, I mean, rarely you hear that one. You know, it's usually Phil Collins, Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, whatever, you know. At least that was one that they don't play as much, isn't completely played out. I just was hearing someone saying that Yoko Ono said when she first met John Lennon that she didn't know he was in the Beatles. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. No, you didn't know. You had no idea. I know, because that's better to say that. I didn't even know who you were. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah, sure. What do we got next here? Okay, Kenny writes, hey, Jim, during college in 2007, I used to work in retail at a big and tall store. I went to class during the day, so it was the nighttime sales associate. Anyways, we were required to keep the radio tuned in to bullshit pop stations, which was the same eight artists played over and over again. Nickelback, Miley Cyrus, Three Doors Down, Drake, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, etc. Fucking brutal. Since the store didn't do much business at night, I'd eventually start bringing my own music to work. I remember getting busted one night as my manager decided to pop in unannounced. I basically had an answer to why I was blasting Pantera's Reinventing the Steel, as there were two fat people shopping for rayon shirts and sweatpants with disgusted looks on their faces. Good times, Kenny in North Carolina. Look, I'm sure your manager didn't know who Pantera was, so you should have just bullshit and go, yeah, you know, Maroon 5's got some really fucking heavy songs. It's their new album. And trick that fucking guy. Look, it was a big and tall men's store. You know, if the manager really wanted his customers to feel at home in the store, he should have been playing commercials for fast food places, you know, like McDonald's and Burger King. Yeah, now I feel at home. Oh, yeah, those fucking Chicken McNuggets. That Whopper with everything on it. Look, Pantera is good music. It's a good music choice for a store like that. Do you think they're, you know what I mean, like a big and tall store? Do you think there are any 400-pound, 50-year-old guys going, oh, cool, they're playing Justin Timberlake. Let me see if I can dance like him. That's great that he did that. And who cares? Okay? Some fucking fat guy going in there looking for a shirt that's the size of a tarp. Deal with Pantera, okay? Sorry, it wasn't... What'd you want to hear? You know, was it too late for them to play that music? Was it too early? I remember radio stations back in the day, they wouldn't play Metallica in the morning because it was too heavy. Yeah, that's too heavy. We'll play them at night or later in the afternoon because that's really going to ruin somebody's day. A fucking heavy song at 8 o'clock in the morning. God, this is too much. This is just too much. But that's beautiful that he was cranking Pantera in there. Matt writes, "Hey, Jim, I had to go to the grocery store for the second time in one day. I was already annoyed when on my way into the store, I felt the dump come on. Let's just say when this song came on, I felt it was my duty to drop my pants and shit in the aisle. It's a song called Good Time by Carly Rae Jepsen and a bunch of fruits from a band called Owl City. The song couldn't be less of a good time. If it was playing on an airplane, I would jump out with no parachute. I included a link with the lyrics so you could just see how poorly written it is, too. He goes, you're the man, but why did you point out this aspect of life? I used to tune it out. I know. I cause problems. I get it. I fucking pick things apart. And then people go, I didn't even notice that. And then that bothers them. I do it to my kid all the time. I pick out little shit. I'm like, oh, look at this. And then he's like, now he's into it. He would have never fucking, an 11-year-old wouldn't give a fuck. And now he's like, yeah, oh, man, I saw that shit again. Whether it's a commercial or whatever. Now he gets it, too. It's beautiful. I've known to ruin radio shows. My friend Chad all the time. Like, I'll pick out something on a radio show. He's like, oh, you listen to the show? I go, yeah, but I don't know. I like, don't like the, you know what? I never noticed that. He goes, you fucking ruined it for me. That's all I listen to now. So I'm sorry I ruined it for you, but I'm not really. Sorry, not sorry. That's a good one, right? I don't know what Carly Rae Jepsen is in Owl City. I have no fucking clue. But I can't play a fucking, a little clip of it because Spotify fucks with the podcast because the podcast is on Spotify. I don't know if people listen to it on Spotify. Whatever, as soon as you play someone else's music, copyrighted music, they flag you and they cause problems. So whatever, who gives a shit? Who wants to hear that fucking song anyway? But the first lyrics of the song is, it's always a good time. No, it's not. Okay, it's not always a good time. Okay, if I'm getting attacked by a great white shark, tell me how that's a good time. Now, as he's fucking ripping my fucking lower leg off and biting, and I'm screaming, and I'm hoping the lifeguard comes and saves me. Is it always a good time? Probably not. You know, Matt doesn't say if he actually took a dump in the aisle. I kind of hope he didn't, because as bad as having to listen to the song is, imagine being the kid who works at the store, having to clean up that pile of shit while listening to a song. Yeah, I don't know what fucking Owl City. Nah, I can't even fucking play it. You know, Spotify, they won't pay any of their artists, but they'll fucking flag a song after like 5 seconds. I don't even, yeah, it's probably some country song or whatever, but either way, if Matt felt a fucking shit come on just from hearing the song, that means it stinks. This next one is Chris goes, hey, Jim, I was at the dentist this week to get a root canal and got the pleasure of listening to 99 Red Balloons, Love Shack, Red Red Wine, and Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, in between its excruciating drilling sounds. The doctor was even humming to himself during 99 Red Balloons. I started shaking from having to hold back the laughter. I couldn't take it. All I had in my head was your show ripping this kind of shit. Thanks for making my root canal more enjoyable. Oh, is there anything worse than your fucking dentist and he's humming? You know, because he's just kind of play like, hey, it's just routine. It's no big deal. Just doing a root canal. I do this all the time. You know, be comfortable. Okay, because I'm used to doing this. I know what I'm doing. So I'm just going to hum 99 Red Balloons as I'm drilling away. Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, this is routine for me. that root canal should be free for the fucking, just he had to sit through, get out of my dreams and into my car. Red, Red Wine, one of the worst fucking reggae songs of all time. All of them are bad, but that is fucking horrific. Love Shack, worst fucking B-52 song they ever wrote, ever. And 99 Red Balloons was a one-hit wonder. Some fucking chick that had bangs. But just that your doctor was humming along. Don't need any music there either. Don't need any. All right. If I don't have insurance, it's fucking like $2,500 for a root canal. Then they got to do a cap after that. And I got to sit there subjected to get out of my dreams and into my car. Why? Why do I get a... Okay, so I'll get out of your dream. How can I get out of your dream when you're the one fucking dreaming, okay? I just can't put myself in your dream. Okay, so you want me to get out of your dream, okay? But then I got to... Why do I got to get into your car? Are you a fucking pedophile? Am I 10 years old and you're saying, get into my car? I got fucking candy for you. I don't want to be any part of your dream. And just that I am, that's your problem. You're the one fucking dreaming about me. Okay, so I can't get out of your dream. Why don't you get your mind off of me? He probably didn't have dental insurance, Chris. He's got to pay $2,500 to $3,000 for a fucking root canal and a cap. He's got to go back two different times to fucking drill in the Novocaine, the needles, all that bullshit. I've been there before. It's fucking horrible. And then you got to sit there. And then he's thinking how much it would annoy me, and it would. My fucking toes would be curling. And that motherfucker hovering over me, humming to 99 Red Balloons. Oof. I try not to pay him. I would just go, yeah, just, you know, can I do a down payment? Can I make on payments? Can I put 10% down? I'll pay you every month and then never acknowledge him again. And don't ever put your fucking social security number down when you fill out all those forms, wherever you go, put a fucking fake one down because that can affect your credit. So every fucking, you know, dentist, a doctor, you walk in medical center, you fill out this bullshit, they want your social security number, never give that out. Never, because that can affect your credit. If they don't have your social security number, it can't affect your credit. So fucking just put a fake one down. Put two numbers off for some walk-in medical center in case they try to fuck you on the bill. Because if they try to fuck you on a bill, they got your social security number, and you're like, no, I'm not paying $480. You just looked at a fucking wart that was on my elbow. And you say, fuck that. I'll give you $100 because that's what you originally wanted me to pay. And all of a sudden, you're trying to charge me $480. Fuck you. They'll put that on your credit report, and then eventually it's going to fuck up your credit, and eventually they're going to put a lien on it, and when you want to go buy a house or do whatever, you're going to have to pay that thing off, or you're going to have to settle that because you gave them your social security number. So just fucking put a fake one, and that's it. And get the fuck out of my dreams and get into my car. What are we going to do when I get in your car? You gonna tell me about the dream you had? I'd rather you fucking crash the car into a pole.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.